Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Japan Top 10. Hi everybody, welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 344. In this episode, this is a collab episode with your host, Tassie.
And I.
And this is my second episode on J-Top 10. For listeners, this might be your first episode hearing from me, but actually, my first episode was actually from a Patreon episode about 2 months ago. But since this is my first episode with the general public, I would like to say I'm humbly honored to be your host, and I'm so excited to do a future episode again for you guys.
Oh, so actually this episode is the second episode for me too, and I'm still like kind of new, but I'm already excited to do this episode with Tassie and to send this episode for you, everybody. So let's enjoy. Yay!
Yay! Just a heads up to everyone, for our listeners, this will be the last Listener Appreciation Month episode for the month of October 2020. If you guys enjoyed the benefits of this episode and other episodes released this month, including the extra songs and no interruptions aside from music and commentary, please consider being a Patreon donor in our premium platinum level at jtop10.jp/club. Also, this was supposed to be a Patreon exclusive episode as well, but since this is Listener Appreciation Month, this is distributed to all our listeners.
今回が2020年10月の最後のリスナー感謝月間エピソードになります。このエピソードを含め、今月リリースされた他のエピソードはすべて追加曲を含めた配信、そしてエピソード中の広告抜きなどプレミアムプラチナレベルのバージョンで配信されています。このメンバー特典を来月以降も引き続きお楽しみいただきたいという方、Patreon ドナープレミアムプラチナレベルへの参加をぜひご検討ください。詳しくは jtop10jp/club をご覧くださいね。またこの Late Countdown エピソードは Patreon 限定配信のエピソードですが、今月はリスナー感謝月間であるため全てのリスナーの方に配信しています。 So let's kick off the episode with this Green Spanky's new song 東京は燃えてる。 Tokyo is on fireNumber 10. 東京は燃えてる僕の心映し出すように絶望や希望が渦巻いてる人口砂漠で From the Nagano Prefecture, this duo stars vocalist and guitarist Remy Matsuo and guitarist Hiroki Omoto.
The groups got their name from Matsuo's interest in Celtic culture. Glim is known as a goblin, and they added Spank to their name to describe their aggressive drive towards the music industry. Interesting.
One of their hit songs, Homero Yo, released in February 2015, was used as the theme song for the TV show Taiko Mochi no Tatsujin, Tadashii Batsubatsu no Homekata, or Be a Yes Man, How to Praise People and Right Away.
The band currently has 5 albums released, with their latest album Walking on Fire released on October 7th, 2020. Our next song is number 9, It's My Life by Pineapple, V6.
Number 9.
Keep it up with your smile. It's not there, I'll be there. It's my life. 気持ちしたいで誰だって失敗も未来も勝手にできる。悩んでだって何も変わらないからさ。 Keep me around with your smile. It's time that I'll be there. 乗り過ごした見知らぬ駅でとりあえずビールを流し込んで、そんな日もないもんですね。なんて隣の客もはにかんで、きっと何でもないような今日が明日へと繋がっているんだ。 Yeah, あてもなく歩いた道、それこそが僕の大事。
Formed by Johnny and Associates, V6's first single was Music for the People, the image song for the World Cup of Volleyball in 1995.
The group commented that the V6 comes from the number of band members and V for verses. The verses in referring to the older three members, 20th century, versus the younger three members, coming century.
However, V has had many meanings, including volleyball, vegetable, and bicycle. V and B are very similar in Japan. That's so weird, vegetable.
Aside from music, the group has done multiple movies and dramas, including Hadoraku Hiro 2003 and V no Hono 1995 Fuji TV, all members of V6. Speaking of V6, Tassie, have you watched a variety school TV show called Gakkou e Ikkou?
I actually never heard of this group at all, but prior to this recording, mm-hmm. I listened to their song. It's really catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very catchy. So actually this TV show is like, Gakkou e Ikkou means let's go to school in English. All V6 members were one of the regular hosts of the show, and then theme of the show was let's have fun at school. So in this TV show, V6 members directly went to schools to meet students and then contacted various projects like investigating and solving their problems and questions. And my favorite segment was Misenen no Shucho. It's basically students and teachers, and sometimes students' family members shouted their thoughts from the roof of the school.
I think I saw like a small little like segment on YouTube.
Oh, really?
But I could be wrong. I think so.
Yeah,
and I was really surprised of like how like earlier we were talking about there's like two generation gaps between. And I was like, when I was like watching the music video the first time, I was like, wait, this isn't, what? I was so confused, but like, it works out. I actually really like it.
This like the best part of this show was like a student confessed their love to their crush, or like they apologize, or express their gratitude to their parents. So like, it was like a wonderful show with many laughs and excitements. And I absolutely loved and show and watched every single week.
Wait, is there like one episode where the boy says like I love you to this girl, and the girl says like I don't like you back, but thank you.
Okay,
I know what you're talking about.
So like everyone like listening this episode, if you're looking for something to watch Japanese TV shows, I highly recommend this. So let's keep moving to number 8. It's a new song from YOASOBI called Gunjo Ultramarine.
Number 8.
いつものように過ぎる日々にあくびが出る。さんざめく夜越え、今日も渋谷の街に朝が降る。どこか虚しいようなそんな気持ち、つまらないな、でもそれでいい、そんなもんさ、これでいい。
しらしら隠してた本当の声を響かせてよ、ほら見ないふりしていい。
YOASOBI is a duo consisting of Ayase, a vocal music producer, and vocalist Ikura.
Ayase gained a following on the site Nikoniko with a song called Sendense, Assault Girl.
The music video for Yoru ni Kakeru became very popular on YouTube and TikTok. It was based on Mayo Hoshino's short story, Thanatos no Yuwaku, Temptation of Thanatos, a story about two people being tempted by the god of death.
Okay, so I've never heard of YOASOBI until COVID, but like, oh my god, I like adore her voice so much. It's so good.
Me too,
like,
yes.
It's really good. Yeah,
I really like their music
obsessed.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Also new on our list for number 7 is Acacia by Bump of Chicken.
Number 7.
So Akashiya's music video was first shown on September 29th, 2020, as the Pokemon celebration for their games. The music video already has over 15 million views with a very impressive animation.
Bump Up Chicken has written songs for many games, such as the song Zero for Square Enix Final Fantasy Type Zero.
The band's song Karma was used as a theme song from the hit Namco game Tales of Abyss, a PS2 game released in 2005 and later re-released in February 2012.
The band also sang the song Go as the opening song for the highly popular Japanese mobile game Granblue Fantasy.
Are you a Pokemon fan?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, God, we should totally like talk about Pokemon
for
after
sure.
This.
Yes, I'm like literally like right generation for the popular Pokemon became very popular in Japan. So yes, I am.
Have you played the recent game and the expansion pack?
I play like more kind of old mm-hmm. games, but yeah, like 64 or like Game Boys, like those. Yeah,
also
those
like Pokemon times. Blue yeah. and like Yellow.
Yeah, exactly. Like green, red. Yeah. Those ones are my favorites. Mm-hmm. New song here again. Number six song is Your Song by Heisei Jumps.
Number six.
確かなものばかりならば
Heisei Jump originally debuted with 10 members, the largest group in Johnny & Associates history in September of 2007.
Their first CD with their hit song Ultra Music Power was used at Japan's Volleyball World Cup Relay in 2007.
One of their top songs, Your Seed, was used as the title song for the Japanese release of the popular movie Kung Fu Panda.
The band also had their song Magic Power as the theme for the Japanese dub of The Smurfs, with two of the members providing their voices for some of the Smurfs, Brainy Smurf and Clumsy Smurf. Do you like Heisei Jump? There's something, I don't know, it's like boy bands like Heisei Jump and like Sexy Zone. Sorry to the idol loving boy bands, but like,
I actually like more like an older generation. If I like, yeah, Heisei Jump is like a little younger, like too younger for me, like, but yeah, I know, like, they're very, very popular. Like, very. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but Arashi is still number one, right? Or is it SMAP?
Yes. Oh, I think Arashi is still, yeah.
Yeah, like, back when I was still studying abroad in Japan, I was actually in the idol club, so I did, like, copy dance and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. But a lot of my fellow members, they really liked Heisei Jump and Sexy Zone, and every time they like did like as an inside joke when we were like practicing, they would be like, oh, Sexy thank you. Sexy hello.
That's funny.
It's so funny, yeah. Right?
Like, I like a cartoon, like those generation, like boys band, more than Heisei Jump. But I think Heisei Jump is like more kind of cute, but they're cute.
Yeah. That's it. They're cute. Our next song is also new on our list, is number 5, Giga Aishiteru by Rekishi.
Number 5.
Rikishi, whose real name is Takashi Ikeda, was born in Fukui Prefecture on February 15, 1974. He is a solo act and is known for his large afro and traditional but wacky outfits.
The name Rikishi was tied with the history of funk that was prevalent in the band.
Many people joined Rikishi through collaborations such as Seiko Ito and Kazuyoshi Saito, and were given the unique name Rikishi, their name, for example, Rikishi Saito.
In the film Our Little Sister, directed by Hirokazu Koreeda, he made his first appearance as an actor.
The song Giga Aishiteru became the theme song for Rakuga Kingdom and Almost Four Heroes, Rikishi's first movie theme song.
I didn't know that Rikishi was in the film Our Little Sister. I really like director Koreeda's films, and I watched this movie several times. I will check whether he appears when I watch the movie next time.
Did you watch the music video for the song?
Yes, I did. It was very funny.
I was just like, in case you guys haven't seen the music video, it's like the style of the music video is like kind of like watercolors or something like that,
yeah.
But like, it's like animated, right? I wonder how they did that.
I have no idea, but I just like, because of his afro hair, like, it's just like, I couldn't look at anything else. I just like kept looking at him and like...
Do you think it was a distraction to the song?
Yeah,
or
the impact was like too big. Like,
well, it's funky already.
Yeah, it is. The fourth play song of this month is...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Honey Memory by Aiko.
Number 4.
思いっきり泣いて泣いても未練は流れ落ちない君がいないと味がしないんだ ついてた。ごめんね。でも素直になれなかった。
Aiko started as a radio host for FM Osaka after graduating college in 1996. While doing that, she released a CD independently with her friends from college the same year.
Aiko's first hit from the major label was Ashita in 1998.Which became the theme song for the movie Shinsei Toire no Hanako-san.
Aiko has presented several radio programs, including Countdown Kansai Top 40, Young Town Music Max, and Baby Peanuts.
Aiko Bon is an autobiography released in 2005 about the singer, written in an interview format and notes by Aiko herself. So, Ai-san, how do you feel about this song?
This is, like, I think a classic Aiko's style of song. Like, kind of like easy listening、and like very like soft and gentle kind of like atmosphere、with her like really cute、voice. So,
personally, I didn't really like this song so much.
Oh, really?
But like, yeah, I actually like her other songs.
Oh,
but
like which one?
I don't know. I'm
like
sorry?
Which one?
Oh, let me check. I don't even remember from the top of my head, but like,
yeah,
just
my favorite
song.
My favorite Aiko song is like a boyfriend. Like, do you know, have you heard this song?
I think so.
Like,
I have to probably check it again.
But it's really good. Like, I like Aiko's song But
okay.
Yeah, I think she has like one is like more gentle, like soft melodies, and then another one is like more kind of like a bubbly, not bubbly, like but like more like happy like style of like songs. And I like both of them, and like it really matches with her singing voice.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out after this episode.
Yeah, you should.
Our number three song, and still keeping its ranking, is Time Warp by Perfume.
Number three.
Starting off as techno-pop, the group adjusted their music to more electronic dance pop in 2005, boosting their success and popularity through 80s synth pop and vocoders.
Kaira Kimura played the music consistently on her radio show, which led to director Akira Tomotsugi using the girls in the NHK's National Recycling Campaign ad. The success boomed from there.
Starting off as techno-pop, the group adjusted their music to more electronic dance pop in 2005, boosting their success and popularity through 80s synth pop and vocoders. Okay.
The song Portillism used for NHK's National Recycle Campaign ad. That's my favorite Perfume song. How about you, Tassi?
For me, my favorite song is Kling Kling. Is that it?
Kling Kling.
Yeah.
I never heard that song yet.
You have to listen to it. Yeah. Like, I love this group so much. Like, their dancing is so clean and so precise.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried watching like YouTube dance cover videos of other people doing their songs, and it's like it's a hit or miss because like some people are like super clean and like super uniform while doing it, and some people are like, you need to work on your dancing a little bit more.
It looks very difficult. Like, I never dance, so, like, I don't know, how actually to dance. But it looks really difficult for me anyway.
Did you like the new music video for this? I loved it. Yeah. I think it was so creative.
Yeah, and also costume was so cute too. Like green and then, yeah. Well, they are always cute. Like their costume are always cute. But I really like their style of music and music videos. Okay, so let's go to the next song. This band rose 7 places to number 2. The song is Turnover by Mr. Children.
Number 2. 明け方の東京は散らけた表情で眠れない僕のことを見下ろしてる。こんなスタートで今日を迎えてしまうのは誰のせいなんだって言いたくもない。君は今どう思ってるの？すれ違いの
official fan club of the band is known as Father and Mother, derived from the band name. Started in 1994, the club has an exclusively behind it. You need to request to join by mail, and it requires an admission fee of 3,500 yen annually.
The band has won countless awards from 1994 to 2016. The only years they didn't win any awards were 2000, 2010, 2014, and 2015. That's almost 20 years of awards.
The band has 3 books released, including Mr. Children in 370 Days, Mr. Children Everything, and Mr. Children's Song Collection, Yasashii Uta. Actually, Yasashi's Uta is one of my favorite Mischiru. It's like it's a short time of Mr. Chiru, that Mischiru's song.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I think I've heard of their songs mm-hmm. before. Have you ever watched this anime movie called I only know mm-hmm. the English name for it, but it's like Mary and the Witch's Flower. No. Did you see that? It's like by okay. Studio Ponoc, or it's like people who used to work for Studio Ghibli.
Okay.
Yeah, and they did the ending song of it. I think it's like
okay.
something with the word ame or rain. Do you know what that song? Okay. It came out like a few years ago. But it's a good song.
Yeah, I have heard that name of the studio. Sorry, what's the name again? The studio.
Studio Ponoc?
Yeah. So yeah. I have watched a couple movies of them. So like I probably shouldn't know the song, but I will definitely check after this.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so you can try looking it up from there.
Okay, that's good to know.
Our number one song on our list, and is also new as well, is Kissing My Lips by Snowman.
Number one. We gotta do let's have it all. I see the way you're looking at me. One love the way your lips say my name. I'll never be the same. Baby, you get the scar on me then. Every time I'm wanting more, every time I know, tell me baby now. Oh yeah.
Don't care who you used to be. And now
see the flow of mundane upon the good streets and walk. Yes, all time on left to face right. Two people find the time to combine. One of a kind, free to rewind. Feel it up, your lips for mine. Nothing's out of our reach.
Oh yeah! Baby, you can just get on the game. Kissing my lips.
A Japanese idol boy band formed by Johnny's and Associates in 2012. This band's focus is on acrobatics and stage play. They have been in many stage plays, including Takizawa Kabuki, showing their skills in dance and movement.
The band is known as the Craftsman Group and are seen in Johnny and Associates as the top dancers. However, it wasn't until January 2020 that the band really took the stage instead of being backup dancers.
The band has performed an opening for the hit anime Black Clover titled Stories.
March, the group received their own television show titled Sore Snowman ni Yarasete Kudasai, Leave It to Snowman.
This is a really like poppy song,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes,
did you
I
listen
did.
To this song?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I actually never heard this group Snowman before, but
me too.
Yeah, I really like the dancing and then like their style of music. I think it's a little bit different from other like Johnny's Junior's like songs.
Yeah, like the music video was like so sensual and sexy. it's like black and white, and then everyone has their own chair, and they're just like dancing seductively.
Yeah, and like, did you see the cute dogs in the music video too?
Yeah.
I love dogs, so I just like, oh my god, they're so cute.
Yeah, boys and girls, if you don't know them, please go on YouTube and tell me if they're really handsome or not, because the whole time I was like, oh my god, you guys are so handsome. Although we finished our J-Top ranking, we still have extra songs for you guys to listen to, since this is Listener Appreciation Month. Our indie spotlight song is And So We Continued to Stay on This Beautiful Earth by Ikuru. From the predominantly instrumental ambient album, A Picture Frame Full of Memories, 2019.
Though his first release, Ikuru has written songs since he was in middle school.
He released the single I Know You Will Fall in June 2020, his first with English lyrics, which was written and performed in one day. He has also completed work on the upcoming EP in September.
You might know Ikuru by another name, perhaps as the Aussie Japanese YouTuber Joy, the anime man, who is starting to be a voice actor in Japan. You know him?
Yeah, I do. His videos are so funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really funny. Him and his girlfriend, mm-hmm. it's like Aki Dearest, mm-hmm. like they. She has her separate YouTube channel mm-hmm. as well, but like they say like. They have like really like instead mm-hmm. of just only anime, this is NSFW thing, not safe for work type of thing, but they talk about like more really? Mature content like hentai. And then they had, and then like the anime man had like a interview with like a JAV.
Oh, that's surprising. Cause like
actress, it's really interesting. You should listen. I mean, you should watch the interview because it's like it's something that you never hear people talk about,
yeah,
right?
That's true. So. But that's interesting because this song, I checked this song and then it's really like really beautiful, like quiet, gentle song. It's like a piano song and like I feel like I can fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Like I can use this song to like make myself sleep. It's very beautiful song. I cannot imagine like he's making that kind of content on YouTube because of this song. Yeah, so interesting.
Yeah, and he's like he's also half Japanese and half Australian as well. Mm-hmm. So like if you see him for the first time, you'd be like, "Oh, he doesn't look like Nihonjin at all." Like he looks very like I don't know what race he looks, but like I guess you can see some Asian features in him, but like his Japanese is really really fluent. Like you'd be really surprised of how good his Japanese is.
Okay. So from some spooky extras, J-pop anime extra, Happy Halloween Maria by Yui Horie, 2009.
チョコレート。
Yui Horie, nicknamed Hot-chan by her fans, is a J-pop singer and actress.
After 4 years of training at the Japan Voice Acting Institute, Horie made her voice acting debut in 1997 and released her debut single, My Best Friend, in 1998. And it was for the theme for Kurogane Communication, in which she starred as a 13-year-old Haruka, and it was also her first leading role.
Her career includes several movies, TV shows, and a long list of hit singles.
Happy Halloween, Maria, is a character song for Maria Ushiromiya in Umineko no Naku Koro ni, When the Seagulls Cry. The story focuses on a group of 18 people on a secluded island for 2 days, and mysterious murders that befall them. Were the murders committed by a human or of some other supernatural source?
Ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, I've heard of this anime before, but I've never watched it.
Me neither.
I'll try to watch it then, because it's Halloween season, right?
That's true, but I don't know, I cannot fall asleep afterwards, so...
Oh, I'll tell
Maybe
you.
Maybe I should grab some beers.
I'll tell you about it later then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, our next song is a Vocaloid extra, and this song is called Trick and Treat, Kagamine Rin Len, Oster Project, 2008.
Shame!
Oster Project was also known by username Fua Fua Cinnamon. Her song Koisuru Vocaloid was one of Miku's early hits and helped set the model of Vocaloid personification.
It was not until April 2010 that she disclosed her gender and switched to her current name. She did this in hopes that listeners would have a gender-neutral viewpoint of her works.
Trick and Treat was the first of her work to have a darker atmosphere. It was made for Halloween 2008.
This song tells the story of being led by Len and Lin into deep, dark forests. Although they seem friendly at first, you quickly realize things are not as they first appeared.
Okay, this is the end of our episode, but before we finish this episode, I would like to say some announcements. Since winter is coming soon, luckily Ethel and Anna are joining together to warm up the season by giving you a brand new episode of Artist of the Month featuring the band Goose House. They will see you in a little under a week from now.
I hope everybody enjoyed this episode as I did. And you, Tassie?
I enjoyed this too, and I had so much fun doing this collab episode with you, Aisang.
Oh, likewise. I hope everybody enjoyed and warm you up before winter comes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. See you next episode.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.